Good evening, everybody. This is the first post in Is Android Viable as a Work Tool? This is going to be completely unbiased. I know I've got quite a reputation for sticking up for Android, but the truth is I use both platforms. I most definitely use iOS at work, and that's one of the reasons why I'm doing this, because I'm all about mobile. I like to be able to do things on the go, and as much of it on the go as is possible. And in a nutshell, I really like to do as much as I possibly can without being in front of a laptop. Whether that is using a touchscreen completely, or even using my phone / tablet with a Bluetooth keyboard, I don't really mind, because it's a lot more portable than any laptop is if you do it right. So, the first thing to say is that I've struggled to get email onto my Android device. However, this has got absolutely nothing to do with Android itself. It's to do with the server at work saying that I've got too many devices registered. I've got an ongoing request with them at the minute, and hopefully there's going to be a resolution soon, and then I will be able to get up and run with emails. I don't expect that emails are going to be too much of a problem anyway, because I use emails on my Android device, just my standard Gmail for bits and pieces. Have to say, I haven't found anything quite as nice as the iOS app, though. The iOS mail client for actually reading emails and being able to deal with them efficiently is second to none, but it's certainly by no means impossible on Android. It's second best, but not by a terribly long way. So the first thing, given that I can't really do the whole email thing at the minute, is I'm trying to look at which is going to be better for me to make documents on the go. Now, I haven't tried Pages on iOS, so I've tried two apps so far. On Android, I have tried Google Docs, and on iOS, I have tried Microsoft Office, mostly because they seem to be the preferred in general for people to use. And I certainly, for a number of reasons, finding that Android is a much more viable way of doing this than the iPhone. It just seems to be more logical for me. And you've got to also remember that anybody who does anything like this, you know, it's all relative to what they think and what's logical for them. So for me, it's more logical. It makes a lot more sense being able to insert headings, bullet points, etc., all that kind of stuff. And one of the things that I'm definitely finding about Android at this point is their dictation is far better for me than Apple's, for a number of reasons. Probably one of the most important is if you're on a train or if you're in an office that's pretty loud, and our office does get pretty raucous sometimes because a lot of people taking phone calls and whatever, Android deals much better when you're dictating in a noisy environment. I think it's because it has some kind of a graph of my voice at this stage, because it can learn with you. Don't know that 100% for sure, but all I can tell you is that iOS gets very, very confused sometimes when you're trying to dictate, and Android does a much better job. So that is a good plus point to start off with. Also, when you're dictating on Android, I understand you can delete text, obviously, with iOS, and that's not too much of a problem, but if you're scrolling through text and you've realised you've fluffed a word, you have a nice undo button. And when you click the undo, it takes away the word that you focus on, and then you can just quickly dictate and put in the new word that it should have been, and possibly modify the way that you are saying it. So that is one of the major advantages. Also, with dictation on Android, you can sit there and dictate for as long as you like and correct it afterwards. It's where iOS gives you a short period of time and then it cuts off. So my accent being what it is, I have to edit whichever option I use, but dictation on Android is much better for me. And that is very, very subjective, and if you Google it, you will find that a lot of people think Dragon's better, which is what iOS uses, and you'll find a lot of people think that Google's better. So again, it's subjective to accents and dialects, I guess. Certainly Docs have done an absolutely fantastic job. The first major test that I have tried is without a keyboard, much more viable on Android, like I say, easier. It's just a more competent way of doing things, to be honest. I wasn't actually expecting to find that, to be frank with you. I know that there are certain things that I am going to struggle with. I think one will be the calendar. Not that it's unusable by any means, but I don't think it's going to be anywhere near as streamlined as the iOS calendar. So it's going to be interesting as we go along to find out just where we go with all this. So that is my first sort of findings. These audio booths are also going to allow me to check back on some of my own thoughts over the period of a month, and I plan to put all this together in a document at some point and put it somewhere public for people to read if that is their wish. So until then, we shall leave it there, and thank you for listening.